Surprise! Hi, welcome to my world right here on the Trim Radio Network, better known as trimradio.com. Oh boy, we've got one tonight. I've got three guests that will be coming in just a little bit. Plenty of stuff going on. And we're going to talk a lot about government, and we're going to talk about, data centers, land grabs, you name it. I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on. We've got a little comedy too. So sit back, enjoy your favorite drink and your snacks, and just relax and listen in. Tell your friends about us. And I'll tell you what, I've had a lot of comments and people wanted a business card. Oh, today was one of those days trying to do business cards and everything else. It was a trip. I wasn't used to this one format, and I normally would knock these things out in just about 40 minutes or so to my liking. It didn't work. So anyhow, I had to redo things. It was a fun day, but we learned a lot of different stuff by talking to a lot of different people this week so far. And I'll tell you what, this data center stuff that's going on, boy, there's a lot of commonality out there and just a lot of stuff going on. So before we get going, I have to do a disclaimer, because if I don't, you know what happens. Nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Enjoy your snacks and drink. Hey, tell your friends about the show too, because we're live every Wednesday. You can't beat that. Well, guess what? I have to do a shout out for the Trim Radio Network, and by golly, I'm going to do it. Have to do that. And I got to get things going. Boy, today's been one of those days. Computer upgrades, updates, all kinds of stuff. Hey, there we are. Here's the leadership for the Trim Radio Network. You heard me talk about the Fab Four for the past months. Okay, Michael Bejas, who's the founder and CEO, and he's responsible for the overall vision, mission, and leadership and performance of the entire company. We've got Rizkella Stefan. He's the chief operating officer. He's responsible for the day-to-day operational management of the network, including efficiency and quality. And he's the computer guru. I'll tell you what, you ever have a problem with a computer, he's the guy to talk to. He's saved my keister I don't know how many times. And then there's me. I guess I'm the chief relationship officer, whatever that is, whatever that duty is. I guess I'm supposed to be nice to people. And I am. I like people. I like my guests. I always bring in good guests. We've had some good ones lately. Actually, we've had a lot of good guests. Okay, I've never had a bad guest. Never. Well, anyhow, I'm responsible for building and maintaining the foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success. And that's what we want. Because the Trim Radio Network wants long-term success. We want to give you original programming. And, you know, we want to be available. If you want to do your own show, it's very easy to do. All you have to do is contact Victoria Smith. She's the chief marketing officer. She's responsible for all marketing activities, brand development, audience growth, and creator acquisition strategies. Boy, that's a mouthful. And I'm going to tell you something. She's excellent. If you have a college, university, business, club, high school, junior high school, grade school, kindergarten, I don't care. And you want to do some marketing, she's the person to contact. Honestly, she's good. She really is. Really good ideas, too. And if you want to contact us, see this little red dot? It's back. It was gone for a while. And it's back now. All you have to do is click on that. and you put in your name, your phone number. I don't care if it's your cell phone or your home phone. And you say, hey, I want to know more about advertising on trimradio.com, or I want to do my own show, or I know somebody that wants to do their own show, but they're bashful. Can you help us out? Yeah, we will. And then all you do is click on send the message and somebody will get back with you. It's very easy to do. So that's all you have to do. Look for that red dot and click on the button. Okay, we've got our shows. You know, we always talk about the shows. And we have the Money and Change Show, which is live every Sunday at 7 p.m. unless I play a concert. And this last week, I had to play a concert. And we had a very good concert, too. Very good music, very good crowd. It was nice. It really was. So if you're ever in Tipp City, Ohio, and we have something going on at the Tipp Center, there's always refreshments afterwards, and everybody has a good time. So you have to check it out. Also, we have Life Walk with Christ God, and that's with Michael Bejas. He was just on before this show. He's on at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Then we have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, and that's every Wednesday at 8 p.m. That's always live. Good thing I have my water here. We talk about just about anything. And sometimes we have a lot of comedy on. And sometimes we talk about what's going on in the world. Sometimes we talk about what's going on with Trim Radio. Sometimes maybe the University of Findlay. I always mention them every show. Why? I guess I went there, you know, like. People say, how many schools did you go to? And I go into this diatribe of six plus. It was fun. I finally graduated. So anyhow, I always put University of Findlay in for a plug. I can do others too. Maybe I might. Anyhow, then we have the I'm tongue-tied. I'm so excited with the presenters we've got tonight. The Natural Marketer podcast with Victoria Smith. She's on Thursdays. You want to check that show out. Take some notes. We've got Offsides College Football Top 25 with Michael Bejas and company, 7 p.m. on Thursdays. On Friday, we have the Positude podcast. You have to check that one out. And then we have Nature Awaits. No, it's Adventure, not Nature. We don't do those shows. Adventure Awaits Around the Bend, and that's on Saturday at 1 p.m. And after that, at 1:30, we have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. And that's an interesting ranching show. You got to check it out. But then on Saturday nights, oh boy. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show with Rascala Stefan. And I'll tell you what, it's a 3-hour show. He starts at 9 and ends at midnight. And I'll tell you what, really good show. I've been on it a few times. And I'll tell you what, we just have fun. And we have good information, too. So check Rascala's show out every Saturday at 9 p.m. We have, oh, gee whiz, Dora Sherry with Let's Talk About It, and she's on Tuesdays. I believe that's in the afternoons, I believe around 2 o'clock. And then we have Revelation with Peter Kling, and he's on Thursday evening. So you want to check him out. And these will have to be updated, but then we also have a blank spot. You can do your own show. Why not? It's easy to do. I mean, if I can press the buttons and I can set things up, so can you. Okay. So that's our shows. And you can do your own show. It's very easy to do. Okay. How do you support the show? Buy the merchandise. We've got t-shirts. We've got hats. We've got mugs that are turned the wrong way. We have t-shirts that are Money and Change t-shirts. We've got mugs. And we've got the travel mugs that are insulated, and they have a really nice lid, and They're good, trust me. Then we've got the ceramic mugs. We've got the piquet. Top 25 premium piquet polo shirts. We've got t-shirts. And you click on the number 2 button. Oh, it's getting there. It's getting there. Oh, yeah, kids shirts for Offsides College Football Top 25. We've got mugs. We've got Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show mugs. Are we saying that we're going to mug you? I don't know. You bake your own. We've got t-shirts. We've got the Life Walk with Christ God mouse pad. Okay, you can't corner the mouse on a round mouse pad, can you? We've got the Trim Creators dad's hat. We've got little danglers for trees. Oh, you could probably put one of those on your rear view mirror. That might work. And also, you can have your Trim Creators embroidered beanie. It's still cold weather in some places. And basically, you know, we go all over the world. So there are some areas that we could really use one of those beanies. And then we've got the rubber case for AirPods. You buy the AirPods and buy our case. You combine the two of them and you can store things. Okay. So if you don't want to buy the merchandise, donate to keep the shows on the air, because airtime is not cheap. Trust me, it is not. And we don't get paid. Personally, I don't want to be paid because I want to help people. And that's why I do these shows. So buy the merchandise, advertise, or donate. Keep us on the air. Keep the good word going out, because we cut the bull and serve the truth. Wow, what else is going on? Oh, yeah, our Facebook page. And I almost had it keyed up here. And this is what it looks like if I get to the right spot. See, I've got so much stuff in here. It all looks the same, but it isn't. Trust me. And all you have to do is check the page out. How do you get on there? All you have to do is ask. That's all you have to do is ask. Send that request. Hit that red button and say, hey, I want to join Stu's My World. And we'll get you in there. Okay? It's very easy to join that way. And I get notifications and so forth. And so you can check those out. When we do the Facebook page, we don't advertise on that page other than the Trim Radio Network. So if you want to get on there and put your own ads in, it won't happen. It's kind of, that's why I closed it a little bit. It's restrictive for that information. So anyhow, that's what we have. But I always update it. And if I have to put videos on, I put videos. Now on Money and Change on our website there and Facebook, I have a lot of videos there, which will help you save money. And let's get on with it. This is a new one. This is Granny. Listen to her. She's something else.
I just heard the dumbest thing today. Apparently, if you're a plumber or electrician, you shouldn't be in politics. Well, ain't that something? Good thing we don't let late night TV hosts run the world, or we'd be sitting in the dark, sweating to death with no water. Funny how the folks they look down on are the same ones keeping everything working. So here's to the blue collar crowd, the ones who don't talk about the world. They actually keep it running.
God bless the working man.
And she's right. It's the working guys that make things go. Because if we didn't have them, we wouldn't have air conditioning, we wouldn't have automobiles, we wouldn't have oil, we wouldn't have gasoline. Oh, oil and gasoline. Oh, wow. I went to just put a quarter tank of gas in my car to top it off, and it was $4.28. Now, tomorrow, I have to take somebody down to Cincinnati for a doctor's visit, and that's going to be a 100-mile trip down and a 100-mile trip back. Oh, I can see the gas bill on that. And I'll tell you what, if you live in Cincinnati, gas is even higher there. And diesel, oh my goodness, diesel is like out of sight. Well, we're getting into some stuff here, a little bit more funny stuff. How about that? Let's play this one because I get a kick out of this guy.
He'll go to the state fair every year. Every year, Boudreaux says, Clotilde, I'd like to ride in that airplane. Every year, Clotilde says, I know, Boudreaux, but that ride costs $100. $100 is $100. One year, Boudreaux says, Clotilde, I'm 71 years old. If I don't ride that airplane this year, I might never get another chance. Clotilde says, Boudreaux, that ride costs $100. $100, $100. The pilot overhears and says, I tell you what, I'll take both of y'all up for free if you don't say a single word. But if you say one word, it's $100. They agree. Man, that pilot starts flipping that plane, diving, rolling, shaking everything loose. Not a sound. He does it again, even crazier. Still nothing. They land. Pilot looks at Boudreaux and says, I don't believe it. I threw everything at you. You didn't say a word. Boudreaux says, well, I was going to say something when Clotilde fell out, but $100 is $100. Boop.
Yep. $100 is $100. Oh, I saw that one today and I thought, man, I have to get that out. You have to watch that because it actually, it's a classic. I've heard it so many times before, but it's funny. $100 is $100, right? And anymore, $100 is like 50, maybe 25. I don't know. I've got two guests just waiting to come in and you've seen them before. We've got Barry. Hi, Barry. How you doing?
Hi, Stu. Doing well. How about yourself, sir?
Don't do what?
I said I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I thought you said don't lie on yourself. Okay. No, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Today it was a good day trying to get everything together. And there's so much stuff happening that's so common to everybody else that it's pathetic. And guess who else came in? Quentin, our good buddy Quentin from Wilmington. And I'll tell you what, we've got so much commonality between the three of us. And when Valerie gets here, then we'll be all set. And I'm going to check on her very quickly because that might be a notification. I sent her a list. Oh, let's see. No. Well, she'll be here. I just have to keep track of her. She's so busy. And she had some news on some stuff going on with more land grab things going on.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Like I said, we have a lot of commonality, you know, really a lot. And I was going through some stuff today and, you know, I was going to talk about government. And of course, our good buddy, better known as Santa by many, but Quentin used to work in government. I used to work in government. And I'll tell you what, it's a trip. It really is. And what I'm seeing, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm seeing stuff in Sydney. I'm seeing stuff in Piqua. I'm seeing stuff in Trenton and down in Wilmington. It seems like the commissioners, the people that are elected to represent the people in the community, really don't care. They just go ahead and do what they're going to do. And you can go to a meeting and stand up and you can talk things out and so forth. And they're still going to vote the way that they're going to vote. They don't listen to the people. And that's what happened recently in Sydney. And I had a video, Jessica posted a video on that. And I watched the video. And they're talking about electric and water and so forth for the Sydney data center. And they took the vote after even the public, you know, there were a lot of people there, expressed their concerns. And guess what? They just went ahead and ignored it. Mm-hmm. Now, Barry, what happened down in Trenton?
Which day? I mean, every day is always something different. Well, we'll start out with yesterday. Monday, we got notified that they were going at 3:30, that they were going to have an executive session meeting Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. So 26 and a half hours, we were given notice that they're going to have this big meeting to go on. So, but after that happened, my wife and I, we posted on our page about the meeting, and I decided to get a wild hair, and I sent every councilman that we have an email, and I also included a lot of different news sources that I didn't feel like this meeting was appropriate, that they didn't give us enough time. We had one council person out of country that they were doing something so important, but they couldn't have all seven of them there together. And I also reached out to a couple of the councilmen individually and said, hey, look, this isn't right. Well, a couple of them agreed, and a couple of them actually on Tuesday evening, made posts on our Facebook page that they weren't going to the meeting. They were going to boycott. Well, they still never called off the meeting, and we had people show up that never been to meetings before 6 p.m., just waiting to see what's going on. And we go in, and we find out that another one of the council people wasn't going to be there because they had a family emergency, so now they can't have a quorum. And we were looking around in the room, and lo and behold, most of the staff isn't there either. Our city manager wasn't there. Our city lawyer wasn't there. Our finance director wasn't there. We have a whole room full of people. And the mayor comes up and says, well, we're sorry. We just didn't want to cancel the meeting because we felt like y'all deserve to hear what's going on and y'all deserve a chance to talk. But the good part of it is they didn't get to have their executive session.
Well, and that's a good thing. Hey, we've got a full house. Guess what? Valerie's here.
Hi, Val.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing well.
Valerie, you're getting covered up for a reason that I don't know. Let me see what I can do here.
I was going to say, what are you doing there?
I don't know. I set this thing up, and it asked for... Oh, here it is. We're going to end you right now. Hide. There you are.
Hey, there you go.
I almost honked today driving by. I was going to go to Covington and do some things, and I was going to lay on the horn, but I figured, nah, I better head.
I probably wasn't home.
Probably not. And that would have scared your animals and everybody else. So anyhow.
Yeah, wouldn't scare anybody. It's noisy out here. We have jets flying in out here about 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Frequently right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this airport usually is closed by 10 o'clock at night. But it's been quite busy in the middle of the night recently.
I'll have to check that one out. Well, anyhow, we were talking about the commonality with the governments in the different areas. And you came in right in the middle of Barry's presentation. One of probably many, and that's great because that's what we do. We get the word out here. And Quentin, what's happening in Wilmington?
You know, one of the things that I've noticed, and Barry just talked about it, is there a lot of commonality avoiding transparency across all of these data center sites. And I've had my Facebook page up a little bit more than 2 years. It was brought up because of another issue, and it has sort of morphed into an accountability page. And around the data centers, there's actually a playbook. And there's a publication I've shared that was written by the law firm Voorhees. I believe I shared it about the middle of last afternoon. It's like my second time on the pocket posting on that topic. And they deliberately do this. They have a plan it's written out, it's been published on how they can avoid telling people what's going on. And I can tell you, getting information out of most agencies and political bodies is like pulling teeth. And, you know, you'll ask for something and, you know, like you want to pull, you know, you want these documents. And they say, well, that's confusing. You ask for too many. And then you go back and you say, well, I want this specific one. And then I want this specific one. And now they're saying you're asking for too little detail, that making too many requests.
Or too many requests, yes.
And the courts are not your friend on this. And they will look for any excuse to keep a citizen from participating in government.
Well, I believe Jessica up in Sydney had something about a lawsuit. I'm not sure. I have to go back and research that. But there was something presented to the courts because they had demanded certain things. And I believe that was it was a good legal document from what I read, but I've read so much stuff, it's hard to go back and nail things down.
It is hard to keep track of everything that's going on. It is really hard. You know, I think things have quieted it down just a little bit here in Wilmington. Well, maybe they haven't quieted it down, but the workload for us has slowed down some as it relates to data centers. And it's because of the lawsuit that was filed by Jessica Sharp and the other members of the Timberling. I call them the Timber Glen 16. And they're the people who are right along the border of the data center site. And back in December, we noted that the city of Wilmington had not filed public notices nor held public hearings when they changed the zoning code. And you know, it took a while to get every, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's on that. And that's the lawsuit that they filed last week, I believe it was. Yes, last week. And their Supreme Court precedent behind their lawsuit, they have what I believe are 7 really strong counts that will result in the zoning that allows data centers and emergency generators for the data centers to operate. And I believe the city will have to start completely over the process from the beginning, and it'll take place in the open because everyone knows about it.
Well, what happened in Piqua, Val? Anything?
We've got somebody that's been trying to get FOIA requests that just got a protective order placed against them.
Oh, is that, what was it? Piqua Aware or something like that?
No, Brody Fox.
Had a protective order
placed against him.
By the city?
By the city.
For what?
Because he's trying to get information. He's pursuing a lawsuit against the city currently. He's supposed to be going to mediation because they're not forthcoming. It's not truthful. You know, the hard part for me is that I saw this coming many years ago. And every time that I would mention something, I was told that it was not true. And now it's all coming true. And I'm like, you guys are nuts. When I just learned about the property between Washington Road and Stillwell Road, the properties, and going from Barrington Road to Brown Road, it's nauseating. It's nauseating to hear that our neighbors, our friends here in the country are being bullied out of their property. It's nauseating to hear that we have tens of millions of dollars being thrown around to buy these properties. They're putting $1 million on an acre of land out here. It's not worth $1 million an acre. If they are able to get what I believe they're after, and that is from Farrington Road all the way to 36, there's nothing stopping them from going from 36 to 185. And if they do that, that encompasses my property. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't even know what to say, do, or think. I'm sick. I'm in shock. I'm sick. I'm sad. I can't believe that they are destroying businesses and families and farms for a land grab. And it's literally a land grab. And I really want to know who is behind the Pickwell Land Group, who is actually a part of the New Albany Land Group, New Albany Company, which is part of Les Wexner's organization, which is headed by the FCC. So when you go back and you see the longevity of this, and you see the volume of money that is being handled here, you have to wonder what the greater goal is. Something is not right. The amount of money that is transiting hand to hand in Pickwell right now is it's astronomical. We have never seen.
She froze.
Yes. You know, she brings up some good points. This has been in play for some time, you know, going back and looking at some of the enabling legislation that allowed this to happen. It's been in play. And I had just started digging into contributions at the state legislative level. Les Wexner is in there. Juarez is in there. Bricker Grayson is in there. And they have spent a lot of money getting laws changed. I put in a public record request for that ORC 966D, which made all economic development information confidential. And if an official displays it, discloses it, could be charged criminally. I asked for the person who wrote the bill. I got a redacted response back saying, we can't tell you which legislator requested this. So there is no accountability at all at the state level. They toss it in this one big, huge bill that they all vote for.
I'm trying to get Val back. I told her to restart.
Okay.
You know, when in doubt, restart, reboot.
Yeah, I've put together a survey, and I just got the results. And I sent a survey out to about 200 legislators and candidates. I sent it to the entire state legislature. Only one responded, and 8 candidates responded. And that tells you a lot about their interest in being accountable to people if they won't tell you what they believe. And, you know, yeah, I'm putting them on the spot. I have another survey that's going out. I started circulating it, I think, Saturday morning. And it's for all candidates. It could be any level, local, state, or congressional, U.S. candidate. And it's to tie down some of these principles for transparency and governance that we're talking about. And that's out there circulating. I'm trying to get some results in before the May 5th primary, but get staged, particularly for the general election that comes up, so we have time to hold these individuals accountable for the decisions that they're making. Once upon a time, I practiced that dark art that's called politics.
Politics. I didn't practice the politic part. I had to work with them and at the state level and county level and sometimes the federal level. So, Barry, what's happening down there?
What's happening here is talking about land grabs. We've gone through an annexation process where the city of Trenton is trying to annex 600 acres away from two very poor townships. And by doing so, they're working a deal with Duke Energy, where Duke Energy is going to give them 7.62 acres to make a land bridge to connect to a piece of property that Trenton owns that is a part of another township. And the gift of this is a large amount of electricity being sold to Duke Energy for this land bridge. So we are being sold out for 7.26 acres for a large amount of electricity. I just came back before I came on the show tonight from a township meeting in Madison, to where one of the councilmen from Trenton was there, got to hear everything was going on. Trenton get downcast by everybody. The trustees there at Madison says, we didn't know nothing about this till last Thursday when we found out about it on Facebook, when Trenton had this big meeting, which was also called by emergency to discuss this annexation. And that's the same day that these trustees found out about it on Facebook, that they were getting their land annexed from them by type 3 annexation. But now as they come to find out, there might be a loophole that they can stop the annexation. But we're finding out also, because the way the lands are set up between townships and the municipality, whoever buys that piece of land is also going to have to pay an extra tax to put a business on that piece of land. So they're going to owe property taxes to two cities instead of one.
Oh, wow. Now that was a trend. Valerie, you're back.
I am.
Did you run out of power?
No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think it's very interesting that I start talking about money handling and my phone burns up.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying. It's like, well, that's fine. I've never had my phone overheat.
Wow.
I went out and looked at my LinkedIn profile to see who was looking at me. It was an interesting list.
Mine is very interesting too right now on my LinkedIn. I have a lot of government people looking at me.
I've never had one. I don't think I've looked at LinkedIn. And if I did, I'd probably be scared.
I mean, you're not wrong. It's pretty eye-opening. it captures things that make you go, huh.
Well, you know, I'm having like the Senate GOP committee and Rickard Grayson and Peter Law Firm looking at my LinkedIn stuff.
Wow, so I updated good that you got Grayson looking at you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's about the most crooked law firm on the planet.
But, you know, I'm not going to put them down for that, because I actually do the same thing to identify the people who are supporting them behind the scenes and what's their background. So it's just it's part of it.
Part of the process, of course. But
yeah.
It does make you go, hmm.
Well, it's amazing, you know. In PICWA, I've noticed that, you know, they're trying to get the land to the west of Washington Pike. Mm-hmm. And I go down that way. Now they have some signs up that say, hey, we have more truck traffic, and they're starting to put a gravel lane back on the east side of it and trying to get things ready. And I'm looking over on the west side, and there are farms there. There is a horse rehab facility where they take kids with disabilities, and they will take it and put them on the horses, and that as part of the kids' training. Yeah, go ahead.
I was wanting to go back to Barry's point talking about Madison being uninformed. And, you know, I've had similar experience here with the townships who are going to be impacted regardless of where the line is drawn with them being involved. The other thing that's happened here and it's made a lot of created some local news is AES is putting in a high powered line between the battery plant. That's right there at Jeffersonville, right off of I-71. And that's coming over to the substation that would serve the data center in Wilmington. And what I find interesting is the village of Sabina, the East Clinton schools, and the other people who are impacted by that line are actually speaking up that they're opposed to it. That didn't happen in Wilmington. Those organizations didn't step up to protect their constituencies from within the city.
Clinton, go ahead.
I was going to ask Clinton, I know this might be a change of topic, but could you kindly talk about what I saw or may have seen this week pop up that the council members there in Wilmington are thinking about agreeing to the language for the data center that the lawsuit has anything to deal with?
Yeah, well, it actually has to do with the referendum. You know, we have two data center proposals. The first one they slipped in because they were unaware of. The second one is four parcels that were annexed into the city and rezoned. Well, Jessica Sharp spearheaded a referendum process. They have a real good group over there at WRRD, real active members. And within 25 days, they got enough signatures to put it on the November ballot. So that, in essence, put that data center project on hold. It's the user was supposed to be Arden. And so now they're looking at trying to backdoor the referendum. And the law allows if the offending ordinance is repealed, you don't have to hold the referendum. So they're trying to do a repeal and replacement. But it sounds like it's substantially the same thing, the only change being they would put conditional use on there. There's still a problem with that. I don't want to talk about it out loud because I don't think the opposition is aware of it, but they may think that would work, but there's still another hiccup on that.
And I think I know where you're going with it too.
It's a chore. I mean, I spoke to the school board Monday about the CRA agreement and how it was unfair to them. And that's where I encountered DeVore's attorney who was representing the school board. And the Port Authority said, the first thing we thought of is we're going to protect the schools. And I went, you know.
Well, I don't know.
You said I can't say that word on here, Stu.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It begins with B and it ends in a T. I know. We call it hooey.
Oh, hooey?
Hooey is legal.
Okay. Now, see, I allow, on my Facebook page, I allow that language.
Well, but you're not Trim Radio. We like to keep it clean.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, what they're doing to us, though, Stu, is not clean.
I know. I know. It's called Big Fans, Big Buckets of Hooey.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Val, what was the deal with the horse farm or something to do with the German Baptists or something in the Landgrave?
It's the understanding that the German Baptist community is gathering to fight back because they're trying to take some of their land as well and try to bully them off of their property. They're not going to get the whole Finger property, which is to the south of to the south side of Farrington Road. They're not going to get that because it's in an LLC and they're able to fight it. However, if they build out there and they put a water tower out there or they put fuel plants out there because they'll have to be able to fuel the generators for these monster buildings. they're likely to collapse their geothermal systems and things like that. The German Baptists live across the road. They live further west of Stillwell Road. There's several families there on Farrington Road and Stillwell and Brown Road.
I'm not familiar with the German Baptist.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm not familiar with German Baptists.
So German Baptists are very similar to Amish.
Okay.
We have both.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, we have both New Order and Old Order. So we have both buggy and car driver families, but they're very protective of their land. They're very protective of their community and their lifestyle. They're very simple people, and they expect to be good citizens in the community, but they also expect the community to be good to them.
Mm-hmm. Valerie, do you know Jessica Sharp?
I do not.
Okay, she's one of the leaders out there, you know, both locally, statewide, and regionally. And she's been developing a presentation for the Amish. You might want to try to get in touch with her to see that. It's a one-page document, but trying to pull in the Amish that are in our area over here in Clinton County and Highland County.
We have Amish, we have Old and New Order German Baptist, and I'm telling you, this is not good. The land grab that is going on is not good. And we're not talking just the 1,100 acres they've already acquired. There's another 1,500 acres that was just identified that is, I mean, these people are just being bought out left and right. It's stupid, crazy amounts of money. And I'm still sitting here going, how did they get the equine therapy center? How did they do it? I don't know.
It's not
public knowledge yet. It's not public knowledge yet. So here it is on Trim Radio.
Well, yeah, but if right now we're calling it a rumor.
Allegedly, Valerie. I'll get your contact information from Stu, and I'll hook you up with Jessica so you can see what she's doing on her.
I would really appreciate that because I want my neighbors protected, because if I can protect my neighbors, I can protect myself. The way that they are buying land right now and the direction they're going, and then I mentioned earlier when I first jumped on about the aircraft activity at our local airport. It's a little municipal airport. Normally, you know, we're talking Piper Cub planes. We're talking little prop job planes. Right now, we're having Lear jets, 35, 50 passenger jets flying in and out of here. That is not normal.
Yeah.
The other thing that I have noticed is Starlink has been flying over. We are seeing Starlink about once every 10 days to 2 weeks.
That's interesting. We have an Amazon warehouse. Amazon piloted their flight operations here in Wilmington several years ago. So we see their planes come in about starting between like 2 and 4 in the afternoon. And then they'll wake me up sometimes at night. I don't live that far from the airport when they're taking off at like 2 and 3 in the morning. I can hear them take off as well.
No sense. Which makes no sense whatsoever for these planes to be flying in the middle of the night like that. Our airport's this little municipal airport. Literally, it's in my backyard.
The Wilmington Airport is former Air Force Base. It's got a pretty good sized runway.
Right.
And it has another runway that they're trying to get operational again.
Well,
I think ours is like about 5,000 feet or 5,000. 5,100. It's not that big.
I think the main air. I think
an F-14 could land here. So.
Oh yeah.
Had here back in the like 96 or 97, we had one here. My frustration right now is, and I'm watching this because, like I mentioned, they could continue to come north and take the land between 36 and the airport. And I could see that happening because it's been rumored that they were going to extend the airport. The other thing is that I noticed that we're doing a lot of disaster training at the airport. like we've brought in all these townships and township fire departments, volunteer fire departments, paid municipal fire departments. I think we had like 29 different fire departments here like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on? Holy cow. And they had roads closed. Like, I was like, wait a minute. Like, I can't even get to my house from here right now. I have to go around Mulberry Bush to get home. What's happened? Of course, we got told it was this exercise. And I appreciate that they're out here training. Don't get me wrong. I really do appreciate they're out here training. But it's an eye opener. Like there's specific things happening that aren't the norm.
What they were doing with the fire trucks, they were out on 185 next to the airport, and they were doing water shuttle runs, and the tankers and other fire trucks with enough capability would then shuttle it to the airport. And then they took Covington's new ladder truck and they shot the water out from that, and all they were doing was just shuttling water from different locations to these portable tanks.
But in order to shuttle that water, they were closing off roads. So Versailles mm-hmm. was closed off, 185 and Spiker were closed off, Pickwick Clayton and Spiker. So Spiker was a road. They went onto a private property to a pond. Without the property, I mean, the property owner finally figured it out when they showed up there, right? But there were a lot of things that made you go, haha. I've lived here since 2013. That's never happened before. My grandparents lived on the other side of the airport since before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
We never saw that happen. And I was at my grandparents every day. I had livestock there. We've never seen this happen. This is completely new. Now, it was orchestrated by the Piqua Fire Department. I know the fire chief. He is an exceptional person. He is mm-hmm. treated very poorly, but he is an exceptional fire chief. So I could see him organizing this, but it still did not resonate well with me. Like it was like a, oh, wait a minute. We have an EMA exercise only for the Muslim community. Something doesn't add up here, right? And I mentioned that because there was an EMA thing with the FEMA director in Red Cross a few years ago there at the mosque on 75. And it was only for the Muslim community for natural disaster preparedness. And I thought that was very interesting. So I asked my grandson's father, who is Muslim and goes there, could I join you? And he said, absolutely not. It is only for them. I was like, well, that's very interesting. FEMA and EMA and Red Cross, but the whole general community can't be there. So there's lots of things like that that I'm going, aha. Am I a conspiracy theorist? Sure, you can call me a conspiracy theorist, but I won't tell you what. Every time that I see something like this, I call out what I see, and the next thing, okay.
Well, you know, I think Valerie's bringing up a really interesting point about the airport. You know, the equipment is for these data centers is going to have to get in here somehow. Some of the stuff is small enough to be flown in, but we just recently, earlier this year, had a long time flea market purchase. You may have seen it on 71 Sea of the Creek Flea Market. It was purchased by a specialty trucking company. If you drive by it today, you'll probably see two dozen generator packs mm-hmm. out there. And they block up the traffic when they're going in and out of there. And so these logistic things, they're going to have to stage it somewhere.
Which is why they're
not telling us why. And you know, we have the Sunshine Law, the open records, open meeting rule, and everybody's making mistakes and they're not holding to that. And then when they get caught, sorry.
Well, the city of Wilmington hasn't had a law director since August of last year. So they have all these NDAs that public officials signed and not a single one of them has the review of the law director. Couldn't, because there wasn't one.
Well, Pick was gone through a few law directors over the years.
Right, and our current law director, gee, golly Williger, she served 9 months as the assistant law director in the city of Marion and got terminated. And from there, she became a child support enforcement lawyer that has never litigated a case. Come on.
Well, anyhow, guys, I'll tell you what, we've had a pretty good discussion. And I know we could probably go on for a couple of hours. And I know that a lot of people like to listen and follow along, because I'll tell you what, a lot of crazy stuff's going on. And the open records law, the sunshine law, as they call it, should be enforced. And our commissioners should be up front, not only in Sydney and Piqua and, you know, wherever, because they're elected. Now, in Piqua's case, we've got two new ones that were appointed. One was elected, one was appointed to fill a vacancy. But, and they can do that under city charter. But we're seeing all this stuff happening. And even if we raise a ruckus and complain, it seems like nothing is happening. And that's strange. So at least we're bringing it out to the limelight, and so people understand what we think is going on. Hey, guys, with that, we've got to get out of here. I appreciate everybody showing up. I mean,
I enjoyed it. Barry, it's good seeing you again.
Nice seeing you again. Quentin, nice seeing you, Valerie.
Nice to meet you, Valerie.
All right. See you guys. You guys have a good week, okay?
Okay.
After this a session, we might want to continue maybe next week. Who knows? But we got to get going. With that, guys, everybody have a good week. We'll see you on Money and Change on Sunday. We will be live. So with that, have a good week. And keep your eyes open. See you.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.